Ready?
It's 8:31 on the clock. Easy. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization for December 21st, 2016. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. No, Lytle's not here yet. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor.
Up there.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, Patty?
I don't have it. Not much going on.
Just I think it's going around over here. The
oh yeah,
the
this
corrections
is the, in support of the RNC. Thanks for signing that, John.
Yeah.
What? He's not in the mood for me.
That's good, Matt. That's good.
Roger signed it.
He did sign
it. Oh, he signed it.
But I gotta get my seal.
We'll get your seal.
What are they signing? We use that thing once a year.
We know our signatures.
Oh, this is, we have our signature on file.
I think Michelle needs something done.
Okay. I'll just use one of these other ones.
Nothing?
Are you talking corrections or are you talking just general office activities?
Anything interesting?
Were you in corrections yet? No?
Corrections, yeah. The man has them in front of him or he did. Where'd they go to here?
Two homesteads and a personal property. One of the personal property ones, clerk in my office thought it was a tractor, and it was actually a trailer that's licensed. So we had to pull it back off. Some people abbreviate or can't read the writing real well, so it was just basically since the trailer's licensed, we don't tax it personal property-wise, so we took it off.
Right. And a couple of them
the
were
others
home,
are homesteads. We had a copy of one in our office that when we sent it up to the state, we didn't have it on our list for approval or denial, so we had to resend ours. And then one is just an adjustment on homesteads. So.
Based on the income, probably they did. Okay.
They got it done.
Ooh. Yeah, they can correct income up to 3 years. So.
Were these all for this year?
They got them.
Entertain a motion to approve the tax correction slips.
14, 15, and 16, so moved.
Second.
You said they, I don't know what the dollar amount about is.
If there's a deduction for $563.48, there's an addition to for $930.94, and then another deduction for $55.42.
And we turn that in and we get a reimbursement on those from homesteads.
Okay. Any more questions? Everybody get to see them? Denny, you get to see them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, Gary, see them. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Now, Patty, whatever going on in the office, I guess.
Not too much going on. Start looking into next year's values already. It's hard to believe that we're here already again, but we are. So need to do that, and then I had a really good workshop. We had a really good presentation from a guy on Thursday. He's from Iowa Vanguard, and he's an appraiser and walked us through the new machine shed type things. So, you know, what to do because we've never had situations where we have kind of like things inside and things like that. So kind of gave us a little bit of instruction on how to do some of that. Just talked to a guy from Bruce Johnson's office was there too, talking to us about the sales on the, you know, that have been stabilizing. So we talked about that and how they do throughout the state, what the cash rents averages are now based on some questionnaires. And so just different things. And they're going to send all the PowerPoints to me, which makes it nice for everybody in the office to look at. So we had a really good day on Thursday out there, so. Got credit for 7 hours of
training.
And my husband's fine. He was in the hospital. I was out there.
But he came out good.
He came out
good.
You didn't stay back and check on him?
I called.
That was very nice, Patty.
We just don't get too excited anymore with our situations. He was in good hands. My son and my brother were there, so I could have got home quickly if I needed to. Watch the volleyball game.
Terry.
Was there anything brought up about 1031 exchanges?
There has been.
I hear there's something recent coming up about which ones you're supposed to use and not use. Is that you? I just heard this.
That's always been a discussion whether they're part of the sales file, but they always have been.
Okay. I mean, this is just something I heard that something the governor's coming down with or something.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I am president of our Southeast districts because I'm one of the older ones now. So come January, I have a feeling that we're going to talk a lot more about things that are going to be taking place.
Okay.
I know a lot of people, and, you know, I can't emphasize this enough. The county level is one place, but you've got to start at the legislature. You know, I sound like a broken record, but the fact of the matter is we need tax. You know, we need taxes to be looked at. We need to have the system overhauled, but we need some people going up there and trying, you know.
They're just the annual or biweekly sales report. There were two irrigated farms that were up for sale. Both of them brought about the $5,800-$5,900 range, and both of them were no-sold.
Okay, and we can't do anything.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just telling you what's going on.
But what I'm saying is that's a good indication.
Yeah.
But until I have something on paper, you know, that's what I would love. I know.
I'm just telling you what's going on.
Can you tell me, is there the one that didn't go for a no-sale down here? Is that going to come back up?
By Pickerel?
I thought there was one down. The one by
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's west of town.
Wasn't that the $6,500 an acre that somebody would take?
Or was that not? That was just yesterday. That was down by Hoyt.
Bond Reason.
What was that one?
It was a no-sale.
That wasn't over $6,000, I don't think.
$5,900.
And it no-sale?
That's a fair amount of.
But those won't count at all unless there is a sale.
Because the seller's saying, I don't want to let it go for that. So there's the flip side.
You can't bring in no sale.
But there is a flip side to that. In 2 years, they might say, I wish I'd have took that.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was my thought.
Okay.
And, you know, our sale stopped October of this last year. So now we're looking forward. But, you know, we see a slowing down. I've had a caller call in and said I was going to lower stuff, and I don't know that I've ever said I was. I'm going to react to the market, and that's what my plan is. You know, I'm seeing things in Beatrice and the bigger cities now picking up on residential. Things that used to be kind of stabilized are now starting, especially ranch-styled houses. So those types of things are so I am going to be looking at Beatrice this year, the city of Beatrice, but the rural area, we'll just kind of, you know, see where we go from here. I think the governor has and some of the legislators have agreed to put a tax credit on next year for, the vendors are going to have to do it because it gets pretty complex. But you do get some tax relief. Another thing I guess a lot of people are concerned with taxes, and I said you need to go to your local school boards and your local, you know, boards to see, you know, we're valuation, basically. I mean, that's where we are. And so I think it spoke loud in the election that, you know, the bonds and stuff, probably people need to kind of just wait some things out to see what's going to happen. But
I think the main thing is, and your office is doing it very fine and getting the information you need, Patty, to comply with the law. And to look at values, look at sales appropriately, and use them as part of your grouping. And I think the public needs to understand that. It's not just that we're pulling these out of our hat and making values up. It's their real value, and this is real spending on the part of those people who we provide taxes for. And This is very important.
And if you look at my board that I showed you last week, you know, we do have those back into the day where you can see that the irrigated was a lot higher, and then now you're... So we've kept that, so that's a visual thing that anybody's welcome to come and look at that. And it's just, you know, I'm not going to keep it up there if I don't have to. You know, I just have to do what we have to do. So, and every sale that we do go through, that we do verify with ourselves or with a an appraiser, those do have to go to Lincoln with comments on them. So we have to do a pretty in-depth. They go into a sales file that does go into Lincoln, because what happens in a smaller county, if we have a big commercial property that sells and they're going to build something similar to that, a lot of the small counties don't have the sales. So they come back to the bigger counties, you know, with some of our specialties, some of our things that are going out north now. I mean, those are some facilities that a lot of smaller counties aren't, you know, used to. So they have a sales file for the state also, so that they can see what other counties have and they can use that information. I think there's a lot of building that's going to be happening, it sounds like, because we've been asked by the city to have Daryl kind of price the ghost of a building. And, you know, that's where we kind of get a little bit nervous, because if we really don't know what's there, you know, it's kind of hard to. But we do the best, and we always build an estimate to give them an idea, especially if they're going into a TIF. But yeah.
Eric? The majority of the taxes do go to the schools. I was just wondering, as you looked at the different school systems or the school districts, did all of them max out their maximum allowable increases?
I don't know that, Eric. I just set the levy to those. I don't know. You know, Don gets the budget, and I take the budget and look and see. The thing with us, I don't think they max them out.
They're not limited per year. They're limited by the dollar and a nickel. That's what they're limited by.
Their general.
So they're not. They don't have that 2.5% or 3.5% increase what we have.
So how do they? What is their increase that they? Theirs is all based on valuation.
Their levy, the dollar and a nickel. That's their maximum. That's what they can go to. They're not limited, though, by the same as government entities are with that tax asking increase of 2.5% plus a vote of 3.5%. School districts aren't limited by that.
Do you have any idea where Beatrice is then? I was just wondering on the Beatrice.
I have a copy of everything, yeah. I have a copy back when we set the levies, if you look, and I've got one down my office. It'll tell you every... Yep, right here, when you go inside this, this is how I figured everything. So this is like the valuation, or the subdivision, the valuation, the request, the levy, and then what we'll raise. So that'll be throughout. That's 15s. So you need a 16 one. And then compare.
I'll have two 15s, okay.
Yeah, we can get you a 16. Yeah. You know, and then bonds outside that dollar.
Bonds outside that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Something that was voted on.
Mm-hmm.
Which Gage County, or not Gage County, counties are limited by the 50-cent levy. But there again, our bond, our one road bond, is outside of that because that was voted on.
And we talked about this. You know, we've had huge increases over the year in valuation. I think those are going to start stabling off and not being so... However, there is some commercial going on and some things like that. So, one time they talked about getting rid of personal property, but I haven't heard much more discussion on that. So, we'll see. If you get rid of something, then it's got to come from something else. Mm-hmm. So, that's another thing that, you know.
We can just divert all the accumulation of additional valuation down in Glenwood Township.
Yeah, they're setting pretty good on the levy.
Yeah.
Eric, one lucky guy.
We're thrifty down there.
Huh?
We're thrifty down there.
You allow
thrifty
stuff to come in.
Township roads are paved in gold.
Anything else for equalization? Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Otherwise,
have a nice Christmas.
Yep. Same to you.
8:46 on the clock. We'll adjourn